This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous surf conditions with this tropical disturbance that's just offshore, and it's kicking up some gusty winds and rain at times, and we'll have to monitor that throughout the day today. It's a warm, humid 79 degrees now at Jacksonville Severe Weather Station, and dangerous conditions for search and rescue operations that continue in St. Augustine. One person hurt, another still missing after a boat crash on the Intracoastal. That boat hit a pylon. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald continues our live team coverage in St. Augustine. They're really focused on the 312 bridge area. And Logan, I can hear that breeze in your phone here.
Yeah, that's right. There is a little bit of a breeze out here right now, and it's expected to kind of pick up throughout the morning as well as some of the wind. We've started seeing some lightning roll in as well here just north of the 312 bridge. So, as you just mentioned, certainly not ideal conditions for searching for that missing boater. But the information that we do have so far is that the Coast Guard, St. Johns County Fire Rescue, and St. Johns County Sheriff's Office all getting in on the search for that missing boater after a boat hit a pylon yesterday and a boater sent into the water. That's the one that's still missing, with another injured and sent to the hospital. Still a lot of unconfirmed info. Still a lot of info still to be had that we're working on confirming with officials during the search, getting status updates on this search. I can tell you right now, we haven't seen rescue boats out here just north of 312 this morning, out and about, but certainly still early on, and these searches do tend to expand pretty wide sometimes.
Yeah, and it may be that once we see the sun rise, we'll see a little bit more activity out there. Do we know much about whether or not the vessel was equipped with life vests and more?
That is unclear at this point. That's one of the things we're still trying to learn more about at this point. One of the things we're reaching out to try and get some more details on is kind of the status of the vessel, what exactly they had on board, because, you know, that certainly makes a difference. We've covered stranded boaters out here before. In just a John boat, we've covered ones out here, and certainly larger boats where they had bottled water and some of those resources, life vests. So that certainly makes a difference and is one of those pieces of details that we're still trying to get some clarification on.
All right. And just offshore, there's more showers that are building. So you're likely to see rain here in addition to the gusty winds, at times gusting to 35 miles an hour this morning out of the north and east as this tropical system is continuing to kind of lash the coastline. Logan, we'll stay close by with you and continue to update the search.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.